Just your average everyday trucker, keeping it real. Today's topic is, it doesn't matter how fast the results, as long as you keep on moving forward. This is episode 78. So, once again, guys, welcome. I appreciate you being here. My name is Chris. I'm your host. And this is this week's episode of Real Talk Tuesday. Today's topic is basically, the inspiration for that is basically, as you guys are aware by this point, I am kind of not a jack of all trades, but I do a couple different things because basically my goal eventually is to eventually get myself off the road and be doing stuff from home, basically retire myself out of the 9-to-5 job, which is not really a 9-to-5 job. It's my fellow truckers out there, you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, it's like, yeah, there are some trucking jobs that where they do literally an 8-hour shift, but most of the jobs that we do, even local ones, you're not doing an 8-hour shift. You're at least doing probably 10, 11, sometimes 14. That's the only reason why, if I were to take a job getting paid by the hour as a driver, I would probably take a job and pay 30 or 35 an hour. Because from what it sounds like, yeah, if you did a 40-hour week, you're probably not making as much as, you know, you can make doing what I currently do. But on average, I've heard that they do like 55 hours a week or whatever, so you're getting paid the 40 plus overtime. So that's the only reason why, like, when I've kind of looked at and kind of pondered, I haven't made a decision yet. Like, I don't know if I'm going to leave my current job or if I'm going to stick around for quite a while, because honestly, my preference in doing what I'm currently doing is to not start over, you know, not do another job and basically start over from scratch, from the bottom, and, you know, basically have to acquire time and service, kind of, you know, not that as a trucker, like, there's, you know, we don't really care as much about seniority, like, hey, I've been here longer, you know, because a lot of us are out here working by ourselves anyway, so it's like, honestly, it doesn't quite matter how long we've been here, because, you know, whether we're here for a year or 5 years or 10 years, you know, we're still basically going to do the same job. I mean, maybe we'll get paid more, but it's like with my PTO issue with my current employer. I don't think we get any raises the longer we're here, basically, which, you know, I mean, we might, who knows, but I just passed my 1 year mark and there's no like raises or anything at that point, so I'm kind of doubting, you know, might be a spontaneous thing. But so the inspiration for today's topic, kind of it doesn't matter how quickly you see results. what matters is basically just continuing to move forward, is I have a couple of things on the side that I'm building. A couple little side gigs, so to speak. And those of course are on the, because being that I'm a podcast host, I have the website for the blog show. If you want to check out those other opportunities, there's like four of them I have listed now. If you go to blogshow.com/promotions, plural, with an S on the end. There's four links on there. Two of them are for the online bank, Sophie, where you can basically, for any new account, you can basically sign up for a new checking and savings, fund your account with $10, and then they'll give you like a $25 bonus. And then if you share your link with others, when they sign up and get a big, put $10 in their account, they'll get a $25 bonus and you'll get $75. Well, actually, it's changed now. It's actually $100 now. I believe the investment part, that one, I think it's like they get $25 and you get $50 if you're sharing your link with people. So, and then there's two other side gigs that I'm doing that I have those links on there as well. One of them's like a copy and paste ad business where you copy and paste pre-written ads or whatever. It's like $129 to get started. And then, of course, as you're finding places that you can actually, what I'm currently doing with that one is basically trying to, because I mean, there's a lot of sites you can technically copy and paste an ad for like a work from home stuff. But there's a lot of places that'll, you know, reject it, you know, no matter how you word it. But I've managed to find a couple places that I've actually been able to post ads for free with the link and all that stuff. So part of it, and then of course, like part of the moving forward part is on Friday, it was like Thursday or Friday, I think it's Friday. I went online and I did one of the solo ad campaigns. I had never done them, but I was talking to a guy that is pretty successful, has a couple side gigs he does, whatever. But his business is pretty pricey to get into. It's one of those where like you can come in at one of the lower levels, like 100, 300, 600. There's like 1,000, 2,000, 4,000. And if you come in at one of the lower levels, and you end up doing, let's say you come in at 1,000, and you bring in somebody that comes at the 4,000. You basically would make your get paid at the level you're at, but then the part, anything above that would go to your sponsor. And I've always hated setups like that, mainly because I was in a business like that where it would have been like 6,000. And I was at I had worked my way up, you know, with commissions that I earned, I set them aside, and I saved up from like the 250. I made a couple of the 250 sales, upgraded myself to the 1,000, and then I had somebody come in at 6,000. So I made 1,000, or you know, minus the fee or whatever, because I don't think we made exactly what our level was. It might have been like 800, I think 200 goes to the company, and we made 800, whatever. One of those type of programs. It was a mailbox gig where you're mailing out letters, flyers, or whatever to join the program. And you get the website stuff. But yeah, it was interesting, a lot of work. But I had someone come in at 6,000. Basically, like I lost 4,500, 5,000. Above that, because it all my sponsor made it, and I thought that sucks. So, with the businesses I'm currently involved in, the copy and paste ads, I did a solo ad campaign. I think I paid like $13. Found a couple that were listed that were from that app called Fiverr, and a couple of providers that were pretty highly rated. I didn't look at ones that were just had like one 5-star review. There's one that was like 4.0. It was rated 4.5 out of 5. Had like 150 ratings. I thought, well, that's pretty good. You know, I'd rather have a 4.5 rating with 150 people that rated it versus like 5.0 for like 2 people. Because that tells me that they've had a lot of customers. A lot of customers rated it pretty high. So I went with that one. It was like $13. I think that basically we're going to send out, you know, I gave them my link and, you know, wrote up a little text ad or whatever, and basically it was like $13 for like 15,000 leads that they're gonna send your stuff to, and it was gonna get sent out within 2 days. It was gonna be sent out on Monday this week. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I figured I'd give it a shot. And then, so got sent out yesterday, and then today, even though I didn't get any new customers, I did wake up to two emails. Basically, people, there's two people that opted in. They didn't go all the way to where they became customers yet, but they opted in, and so I had two new contacts. I had, you know, message from the website or whatever, basically saying, you know, this person, you know, you got this person's contact info, this person's contact info. Oh, cool, all right, you know. So technically, in a way, it's almost like, oh, cool, I guess I'm starting to grow an email list, I guess, you know. But even though there's no sales, the inspiration for this, for tonight's topic was kind of based on that. Because I thought, you know what, I don't think I've ever, because that was without me, like, going online and talking, you know, posting in a bunch of groups, talking to a bunch of people. Like, all I did is I thought I'd try something new, did solo ad campaign. And so far I've gotten those two contacts, which who knows, maybe it'd be cool if I get more, and now it'll be even better if I get a couple of sales, because hey, those are 100 bucks a pop. Whenever they join in, I actually pay their fee or whatever. That's $100 instant commission. So I'm like, oh cool, all right, you know. But that made me go, you know, I just need to keep at it. In fact, I'm probably gonna do the next solo ad campaign I do will probably be the Accelerate business. That is the fourth link. If you go onto blogishow.com/promotions or go to the drop down menu and click on promotions, that's the fourth link right there, where basically on that business you can actually earn up to $3,000 per month as your matrix fills up without having any referrals. Now obviously up to three, we have it listed like up to three referrals, you end up making like $9,000 per month, you know, with the as the matrix fills up. And so really look forward to that, but I hear it will take a while, obviously, which, you know, there's a monthly cost to that to actually be active in the matrix, like 20 bucks a month. So that's just one of those things. I'm like, you know what, that next solo ad campaign, I'm basically going to be doing that, you know. But go with that business and stuff. There's one business I am looking at that's actually more of a high ticket thing that sounds really good, but I have to there's a replay on the Zoom I gotta watch. So that right there, you know, kind of been putting it off, gotta get at it, you know? But in order for us to make results in anything, guys, we just have to, like, we have to keep at it. Like, my bro Rico, amazing podcast. Like, if you look him up on Spotify, it's like the Alien in the Basement podcast. So he would do like hip hop stuff. It was really good, but he would only post a new episode probably once every couple weeks or once every like month and a half. He'd do another episode. He wasn't really getting anybody listening to his podcast, and basically he ended up deciding to shut it down. I told him, like, ah, man, that sucks, man, because your podcast is amazing. He's like, yeah, you're probably the only one listening to it. So, yeah, probably, you know, who knows. And of course, that's why I'm trying to be consistent with mine, because I know that if I only post, if I don't, like, I mean, lately I've kind of been dropping the ball slightly, because when these Real Talk Tuesday episodes finally get posted, it's usually a little bit into Wednesday, but it's still Real Talk Tuesday, you know. But I'm at least trying to be consistent and not go, like not take a week where I don't post it. Because one of the solo ad campaigns I'm thinking about doing for, like, getting, you know, a bunch of emails out there will be, and I don't know how well it's going to go, but I figured I might give it a shot. You know, get a solo ad campaign out there, 15, 20, whatever thousand people, and sending out my website for the podcast, blogshow.com, and see if maybe I can get my show in front of more people, you know. Because I know I am being downloaded. I know that people are listening. There's not a lot. You know, it's probably like 10 to 20 downloads a week currently, which is still not bad, you know, for being a fairly new podcast, you know. Would I like for it to be a lot further along? Hell yeah, you know, because one of the goals that I have is to be able to do the podcast full time and not have to work a regular job, you know, be working from home full time and, you know, be able to focus on making it an even better show. but I know it's gonna take a minute, you know. So, but anyway, guys, we just gotta keep pushing forward, you know. You gotta like, you know, one of the sayings I always say, you know, we only fail if we quit, walk away, and give up. And so we have to just keep pushing on. And it is way too easy. It's way too easy for us to get down about it, you know, to feel like, what's the point? Why do I even bother trying? You know, especially with like trying to do stuff online where you're trying to set up, get something going where you're actually getting, you know, money on the side coming in with the hopes that maybe you can replace what you're currently doing. Or hell, I know a lot of people that actually, they're doing stuff on the side, but they love what they do for their main job, so they have no intention of leaving their job. They're just doing stuff on the side to boost their income a little bit more, you know. Like, with me, I love what I do, and I make decent money doing it, but I very much like the free time to be able to do other stuff. One of the things I told my wife was that I would love to get back into the YMCA. But the way I look at it is, like, it doesn't make sense for me to go, you know, reinstate our membership and only be able to have the time to get in there and work out on my days off. It doesn't make sense for me to go in there only 2 days a week. I mean, you won't really see much, like, a whole lot of results if you're only working on stuff, you know, a little bit. Like, for a little bit, before I did my current job, I had a more set time frame where it was like 1:30 in the afternoon, and I was usually getting done by 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And so I started for probably about 2 or 3 months. I think it was about 2 months. I had the Y membership, and I was getting up early, probably by like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd usually be at the Y by 10:45. I spent about 45 minutes to an hour at the Y. I would do the trade-off. Like, one day do the weights, one day do the go upstairs and do the track. I'd walk 2 miles, and I rotated like that. And I did, you know, I mean, I felt better. Like, I was feeling pretty good after the first couple weeks. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm noticing I'm more energized. You know, and strength is a little bit better. But I hadn't really noticed as far as like physical, like, how I was looking. You know, I hadn't seen it, but then, like, I think I did took like a selfie or something, where you saw a little bit of my upper half, but you saw a lot more like of my, you know, obviously my shoulders, my neck, and my head. And I think it was my bro Rico that was like, bro, like I keep doing what you're doing, man. It's working. I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, I can tell, man, I think your neck, man, like, you look like you're thinning down or whatever. I was like, really? I was like, I'm looking at myself from here, I don't see it. So I was like, all right, well, hold on a second, man. So I had a picture, you know, because a few years prior to that, when I was, you know, a little bit, maybe a little bit heavier, but, you know, I hadn't really changed, wasn't too much different weight-wise, but I wasn't working out in the gym at that point. But I had a picture with my shirt off, you know, in the mirror, doing the whole mirror selfie, you know, from the front, from the side, from the back, you know. And so I did new pictures from the front, side, back of the current, you know, me currently, and I had those other pictures, and I sent the originals to Rico, and then I sent the current ones to Rico. I said, all right, well, tell me, like, do you think I look different from these other pictures? He goes, oh, yeah, you can totally see, you know, you look more toned up top, you know, and you can definitely see it's trimming up. I'm like, huh. So that was kind of inspiring, you know. I definitely appreciated being told that, because a lot of times, I'm sure anyone out there that if you've, you know, you worked out for a little bit or whatever, maybe you thought you didn't notice anything that was having any effect, and so maybe you stopped, but, you know, other people notice, you know. And I would have kept going, but I was doing that. And then, of course, I think around that time was when I had the slip and fall, you know, down the flight of stairs because of the ice or whatever. And basically, I was, you know, I mean, I had trouble walking. because I had one of my legs I couldn't really lift up or whatever very easily. So, and if I got my personal vehicle in order to get my, I couldn't literally lift my legs, pull it in. I had to reach out my hand and grab my leg and like lift it up into the car or whatever. So for a while I wasn't able to go back to the gym and work out because, you know, it was like, well, yeah, I'm kind of fucked up, so can't really go. But so anyway, you know, I know it can be hard, and I know, you know, like sometimes, like, hell, I struggle with motivation myself. You know, there's where I'm trying to push forward, trying to keep you know, to keep moving, to keep trying, and like any little results that, whenever I have even little results, like the two opt-ins, I was surprised, you know. And yeah, I went and looked at a couple of my accounts, like PayPal, Zelle, Venmo, whatever, to check out, because I was like, well, I don't think those are actually sign-ups. I think they just opted in to get information or whatever, you know, on the next page or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I didn't get paid. That would have been cool. I'd say that's $200 I would have made, but, you know, sadly I didn't. And, you know, it's one of those things. I was like, oh man, those, and I didn't really feel like I really worked for those sign-ups, for those opt-ins, you know. Would I have been really happy if they actually had fully signed up to start what I'm doing and paid their money? They're like, hell yeah. But, you know, it's a win despite that, you know, because I actually got some opt-ins or whatever. So it's one of those things. I just have to, you know, I figure I'm going to try to make it a plan to do the solo ads at least once a week. I see, you know, and I'm starting doing them for the Accelerate business too, the one that's $20 per month, but that you can eventually be making up to $3,000 per month through just the matrix without any sign-up, any referrals. Obviously, you can make more if you have referrals, but I'm going to maybe start sending out a solo ad blast with that business as well, and then maybe solo ad blast about the podcast. Hell, maybe even send out one to put the Sophie promotion in front of people, you know, because who knows? Hey, if you know, I send out 20,000 emails about the Sophie promotion and I get 10 people to sign up, hey, that's $1,000 right there, because I'll be making $100 a pop. You know, they'd make 25, you know, so I have to check to see if that actually went up too, because I know it was 75 for if somebody were to join with my promotional link, but now it's 100, and it was 25 for new customers that they would make after they do their $10 deposit. That amount might have gone up too. I gotta check, because maybe they're making 50 now, but I gotta look. But so to move on a little bit, you know, and not just talk about you know, business opportunities and whatnot. So tonight was a pretty typical day. I don't know if I'm what I'm gonna be doing here in a little bit, because basically it's probably about 9:40-ish. I was all ready to go, but I hadn't heard anything from the boss, and you know, I basically went ahead and, you know, I was figured be ready to walk out the door. So I got into my FedEx gear, I filled my water bottles up, grabbed my meal prep out of the fridge, had it in my bag with the fork and the you know, the two packs of peanut butter crackers, my glucose meter to check blood sugar and all that fun stuff. And at 9:40, I basically messaged my boss and was like, so have you heard anything from Lighthall yet, you know, about what they want me to do? And he's like, yeah, they're going to have you go to Paducah to start. So I'll go ahead and head on in. I'm like, okay, thinking, oh, they're going to send me to Paducah. And then what are they going to do, try to send me to like Huntsville afterwards? But it would be really late. So I am probably about maybe an hour and 15. Away from Nashville, and I'm kind of thinking, even though I'd love to do at least one other thing, just miles wise, to you know, make at least a somewhat regular night. But I think it's like 130 miles out to Paducah, 130 back, so there's 260. So if it's something where I can get like another 100 miles, then, you know, paycheck, it should be okay. But even with what I'm currently doing tonight, I'm not too worried about it. because when I ran on Friday night, that team up in Illinois didn't get there until like 12:40. That's into the new pay week. So my last half of that trip was going on this week. So if I don't do anything else tonight, at least I've averaged out. But I'm kind of half expecting to get back to Nashville and not have anything else in the system for me. And if that's the case, I don't know. I'm going to call and be like, hey, by the way, do you guys have anything else you need me to do? Because honestly, like, I'm not really a huge fan of doing multiple rounds of doubles. I don't mind doing, like, one set from Nashville, take it somewhere, and then do a set to come back. But doing one set to Nashville, and then doing a set from wherever, like, to Knoxville or whatever, taking that, like, a set to, like, somewhere else, and then doing another set somewhere else. I just basically, I'm not very quick with setting them up. I mean, I can be, depends on where I'm at. Like, if it's nice and level, and if they have a lot of room to work with, then I can probably get them set. And if they're lit up at night, then I can, you know, some places, like, you're setting up doubles and there's, like, no lights. So you're trying to get set up as straight as possible, but then you find yourself, like, you're a little bit off. And so you have to set up again. It's like, okay, this sucks. But thankfully tonight, I ran into another driver out there in Paducah. He must have thought I was going to block him in or like block his parking space, because I was dropping the rear trailer and I dropped the dolly. My plan wasn't to necessarily leave it there. I was going to drop the rear trailer and the dolly, and I saw two empties off to the side, so they were going to send me back two empties to Nashville. So I was going to grab the dolly and put the dolly in front of one of those empties with the intent to take those two empties, but then move those trailers and actually put them into an actual space, but not you know, out in the middle of everything. Before I could even get around to doing much, I had the rear trailer dropped, the dolly dropped, still everything lined up where it normally was. Let's get back in to go ahead and move the front trailer. And there was a guy that was he just come in there and dropped some trailers, and I guess that's where he operates out of. So he pulled up and started walking over to my truck, and I was like, okay, here we go. He said, hey, did you already drop them over a trailer? I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna move, I'm just moving stuff around, because I'm gonna take these two empties. Oh, okay, yeah, because it was basically like, oh yeah, you can't drop the trailers here, you know, because it'd be blocking such and such. And I was like, all right, gotcha. Yeah, I'm not planning to drop here permanently. I'm just maneuvering these around. Oh, okay, cool. I was like, I'm going to take these two empties, whatever. He goes, oh, okay, yeah, I'll grab my gloves and help you, whatever. I was like, yeah, you don't have to. But... So I hooked up to the front trailer, went down the end of the lot, parked in the space. By that point, I saw him walking over to the dolly. And he, like, literally, instead of hooking up to it and moving the dolly in front of the trailer, you know, with the truck, he actually, like, grabbed it, lifted the front end, and was maneuvering that himself to, like, you know, to turn it to line it up with the front of the trailer. And I was like, well, I appreciate that, you know, I mean, I'm willing to do that. But then I came back over there, grabbed the rear trailer, and then got that parked, and I came back over and started getting the two empties set up so I could take off or whatever. But I really appreciated him being willing to help, you know, because it's like, all of us drivers out here, I mean, I'm not saying that we need to, like, hey, I'll do that for you, but it's, when it comes to doubles or whatever, it's cool, you know, anytime the guy's like, hey, I'll move this trailer over here for you, I'm like, oh, cool, all right, I ain't gonna complain, you know, just like I'm trying to make it easy on other drivers as well, you know. Like, if I'm bringing a set of trailers back from Illinois and it's going to Atlanta, and there's a driver from Atlanta that, when I was doing that every day, he would call or he would text me, like, hey, like, what trailers should you bring it back? I would tell him, he goes, hey, we're a match. So I would end up leaving those trailers hooked up just so that he could come in, hook up, and go. But that was one of those things, if I didn't hear from him, then I was like, all right, well, you didn't message me, so breaking them down, and if these are the trailers you're taking, then sucks for you. But usually I try to give him a heads up so that way he knows, but then, you know, sometimes I'll hear from him, sometimes not, so, whatever, you know. But So, I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter. It was a very interesting day for me, because I, of course, like the team was running even later in Illinois that night. I couldn't leave with the load till like 8 o'clock. I think I left, actually ended up leaving later. I ended up leaving like a little bit after 9. And I still took my time going out there because I figured if they're running later, they didn't get there until 12:45 a.m. on Saturday morning. So I thought they're probably going to be at least an hour later than that. If they're, you look at like the history, anytime that you see like the first night they're there at a certain time, the next night they're there a little bit later. It's like Thursday night, they got there at like 11:40, and then Friday night they got there at 12:45 a.m. So then Saturday night, even with me making 2 stops, because I stopped and got something to eat on the way there, and I waited. I thought, well, it's gonna be really late, so I'm gonna wait to get a cappuccino until. That's probably lately that's the main coffee I've been doing. So I'm not really a big coffee person, but I actually lately have grown to actually be really fond of cappuccinos from the truck stops, the ones that are already pre-mixed. You hold the button down on the machine and fill it up. Love it, mainly because you're still getting the caffeine, but they taste great, Good old French vanilla. I don't know how people can do the drink their coffee black, but that's just me. I'm not like I did coffee for so long when I was working overnight security up in Clinton, Iowa. I was working at a college or a university rather, and basically was working like 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. or 8 to 7 or 10 to 7 or something like that. But they had to go and obviously patrol all the different campuses. And back then, I was drinking coffee. I'd have literally a thermos that I'd bring with me, and basically would do. I'd brew the coffee at home, get ready to go, and then fill it up and get it all closed up with the lid so it would stay hot. And then after my patrols or whatever, I'd take the little lid off, whatever, pour myself a little cup of coffee, sit there and sip on it for a minute. But I was drinking so much coffee that after a while I actually got sick. So like I have not really been big on coffee since. I still like that, it's like, and I won't, mostly if I did caffeine up until lately, it would be like, Mountain Dew or 5-Hour Energy. Every so often a Red Bull, which I don't really, not really a big fan of energy drinks for the same reason. Relied on them really heavily for a while when I was out here on the road. Trying to build a online business online, while at the same time I was a full-time online student for University of Phoenix and doing 600 miles a day, and so I wasn't really getting a whole lot of sleep in between my driving shifts. And then after a while, I came home for like Christmas or something, and I found myself like within a couple days, I noticed that my health was rapidly deteriorating to the point where it got where I could barely move, and I just felt like I was afraid I was dying, because that's how it felt like I was going downhill really fast. I'm like, oh my God, but thankfully after about 2 weeks of me emailing or getting on the app for the carrier I drove for and sending my driver manager, I guess, I don't remember what they were called, I think it was like driver business leader or driver manager something, messaging them and basically being like, hey, I'm really sick. I need you guys to take that load off me, and I'll let you know when I am able to come back out. Like, all right, feel better soon. Let us know. We'll get you loaded. All right, cool. So it was about 2 weeks of my truck sitting out where it was, and finally my health started to turn back around, and I got to a point where I still wasn't fully recovered, but I was better. Good enough to where I messaged and say, yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good to go. Go ahead and get me loaded for tomorrow. All right, cool. We got a load assignment for you this week. Still took another 2 weeks before I was fully back on the mend. But that's why, there's people out there that, like, for instance, my brother, love him to death, but when we were talking to him about the Primerica business that he's in, where him and my sister-in-law basically deal with insurance sales and whatnot, I, you know, we got into this little debate where he was like, oh, you should just don't take a nap or whatever, you know, don't worry about sleep as much. Just work on the business, work on the exams so you can get certified and talk to people. And I'm like, Josh, I was like, I can't not sleep. I was like, I need to at least getting enough sleep. So I'm coming out here because I said I'm out here with 80,000, not so much with FedEx now, but you know, over the road, you're usually fully loaded legal weight is 80,000 pounds. And if you're out here driving under the influence or you're out here driving without any sleep, you're a danger to everybody out here. So I was always like, Josh, I can't not sleep because then I might end up killing myself or someone else. And, I need to be able to rest. I was like, so I'm not going to, cut into my sleep just so I can work on this business because, I was like, that's not exactly a smart move. He's like, I understand. So I was like, So that's why I do what I do, kind of work on things on the side as much as I can. And I'm trying to get back in the groove as far as podcasts especially with the Storytime Friday episodes. Because, I like to give my friend Kirsten a little bit of a hard time because I know for a while, whenever the Storytime Fridays were coming out, she was literally messaged right afterwards. Like an hour later, oh my God, your story was awesome. Oh my God. I'm not going to mention her ex's name, but basically, she was like, if so-and-so, when he was trying to write books or whatever, if he could actually write like you, man, he would have actually sold some books. I was like, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. But then she kind of, we still talk, but if I do, literally I did the Storytime Friday, and then of course, I messaged her Saturday night. Did you see the update? Try not to say, hey, there's a new story. I was trying to be like, hey, so would you see what's new? What'd you think? What? And after a while, I finally said, new story, did you see it? She was, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Came home from work and fell asleep. I'll probably listen to it tomorrow or Monday. Like, all right. Thinking like, oh, I'm obviously not that big of a deal. Not that important, I guess. Okay, So I think it was Saturday night and then Sunday morning. I think she finally listened to it or whatever. And I had questioned. Because, of course, oh, my God, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, listen to it. Oh, it's really good. I was like, oh, cool. What's your favorite part? I don't think she ever answered me on that one. So I would like to think, I don't think she would lie. So I think she did listen to it, but I'm like, did you really listen to it? Because you didn't tell me, what you liked about it. What'd you think of the sound effects? Because that was all, everything. Any of you that, if you already heard, listened to the last Friday's story time, if you haven't, please go back and do it and check it out. Because normally when I, those of you that are new to this podcast, what I try to do is Tuesdays, it's basically real talk. Just whatever I might be motivated or inspired to talk about that night. And then Friday, being that I'm a writer, what I try to do is I try to find time to, my days off or whatever, to go ahead and get online or get on my MacBook and basically just come up with a random story, and then Friday, basically, I read that story to you guys. So as up to now, every story that's on the Blodgett Show has been written by me, aside from the one this past Friday. I actually, I hadn't really gotten around to being able to write anything new recently. So what I did was I had an idea for a story, but I didn't know when I'd have time to actually try to put it, get it written down, even though I do have to dictate that story so that I actually have a written copy of it. But what I did was basically I ended up, when I was out here, just randomly, I called it freestyle. So I basically just hit record and I just recorded myself literally coming up with a story off the top of my head without having it pre-written. So I had a couple of ideas on the story, a couple ideas of where I wanted to go with it, but, you know, but for the most part, if you guys go back and listen to last Friday's story, that was basically me just, everything was like, literally, nothing had been jotted down before, no notes were taken, it was basically just me practicing, because yes, I'm a writer, but being that I didn't get that written, I was trying to say, I wonder, because I know as a writer, you're a storyteller, you know, you can write stories, but I was like, can I tell a story without actually writing it down first? So you know, the problem is, like, when you're telling a story without reading it, you're kind of trying to take a mental note of some of the names of characters, places, ideas and stuff. You're trying to make sure that you can keep that all straight. And I did struggle towards the end. There was one of the names of one of the characters that I think I called him James. But then, like, a couple minutes past that, I was talking about those two characters plus one of the other characters, and I was drawing a blank about James' name. So basically, in the story, it's a story within a story, because basically it's called Camping Trip, and there's, you know, campfire, ghost story, or whatever that's told in the story. And at the point near the end of that campfire story within the actual story, I called him, yeah, their other friend, because, of course, like, in my mind, I drew a blank on my shit when I called that a character. But then I listened to when I listened back to the story when, you know, after it had posted, was, you know, uploaded and stuff, went on to Spotify and I played that story to kind of listen to see how it came out. And yeah, there's parts in it where you can tell that, you can kind of tell because there's a long pause. So I was like, you can tell that I was kind of still trying to, like, come up with some details or whatever. But then later on in the story, of certain things were, like, sound, like, certain sound effects, like, yeah, she's running through the woods, and she's like, I'm over here, it's a tree. Or probably better, you know. And, like, when I'm listening back to it, it's like, oh, he's running back through the woods, and hey, I'm here, it's a tree, it falls down. I'm like, oh my god. Because, like, saying it myself right now out loud, it's like, I don't think it sounds that great, but then when I heard the actual recorded story, I was like, actually, that came out really good. But anyway, guys, it's all about, you know, just pushing forward, continuing to, it's like with the side gigs I'm doing, basically I'm trying to be consistent, so I'm just basically sharing stuff to my Facebook stories, my Instagram stories, and my Facebook business page stories every night. Like, I'm trying to be, you know, and if I do a business post on one of those profiles, like my main page, I'm making sure that I might have a business post, have a link, like, hey, check it out, blah, blah, blah. But then I'll do, like, a selfie of myself, pictures of the kids and the cats at home or whatever, and basically make it, like, two-thirds personal, one-third business, you know? Because I don't want it to all be, hey, join me, sign up with me, hey, come, you know, give me money, blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, well, you know, obviously that's the end goal, is to eventually be fully self-employed, but I don't want that to be all my page is about. I want them to be like, yeah, this guy, like, yeah, he has some business opportunities to post, but he also does a lot of stuff about him, his family, whatever, you know, his life as a trucker or whatever. So I'm trying to do the best I can, and even though I'm not anywhere near where I want to be yet, I got those two opt-ins, those contacts in my email today, and I was really, even though I would have loved to make $200, but I was really happy that I got those two contacts, because that said, all right, cool, maybe the solo ad email campaign, even though you figured two opt-ins for 15,000 emails, not exactly great, but it's better than doing 15,000 and not getting a single, not getting anything. And the emails were just sent out, so there's a good chance that, you know, I might end up getting a couple more. Maybe I'll get, at least, if I get at least one or two sales, hey, you know, like $100 for a $13, like if I do $100 profit for a $13 solo ad, then I guess that's still better than nothing, you know. But I plan to keep experimenting and trying to see what I can figure out, try to find new sites I can post on, and try to do the solo ad campaigns, you know, maybe try out a few different companies or whatever, see if I have better results than one or the other. That's why I don't want to do, I don't necessarily want to do two different solo ad campaigns with different companies at the same time, because I want to kind of be able to say I did one campaign and I got this many opt-ins or this many customers. Now, if I have two or three campaigns going and I get like 10 customers, I don't know if they all came from one or if a couple from each one. So I know that's the first thing like Rico told me when I said, yeah, I got a, you know, this one site approved my ad. And he asked me, he's like, oh, that's great, man. So, like, have you had any traffic from that? I was like, I don't think so. You know, because I don't have anywhere that shows me where my traffic is coming from. Especially because I have like maybe a half dozen sites that actually approve one of the ads I posted that last for like 30 days. So I'm not, you know, not sure exactly how well those are doing, but being that I got those two opt-ins the day after my solo ad email campaign, and I'm pretty sure it came from those emails, you know, but again, you know, like, gonna keep at it and stuff. So anyway, y'all, it's pretty much what tonight's inspiration for this topic was basically because of, you know, it's not like very big results, you know, didn't really make anything yet, but I had a couple of those opt-ins and, you know, it was only $13 to run that email campaign. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna keep trying to get trying to get places to post online. And I know you can pay to post online, but I figure unless I know a place that actually will accept my ads, I don't want to pay to post somewhere and then have them refuse me, you know, because then basically you're just out the money and they're not going to refund you, you know. Like, it's kind of what happened on Craigslist. they only charged me $5, but then basically they put my account on hold. They're like, yeah, do you have more information about the company? I'm like, yeah, here you go. You know, like, here's the website, here's what they do, here's the services that you get once you're actually, you know, in the program. And they never heard back from them. So I was like, all right, well, that's why I'm trying to do whatever I can for as little expenditures as possible. You know, work smarter, not harder. So if I can find free sites and actually give me some results, hey, you know. But if I'm paying for it, I'd rather pay for the solo ad, because at least that way they'll send your email out to all these people, whatever. And it's not like, oh, sorry, you paid and we're rejecting it. Nope. You know, it's not a website. You're gonna pay. They're gonna put your campaign together and send it out. So. But anyway, guys, I think I'll let you go with that. Just literally crossed the Tennessee border with these two empty trailers going back to Nashville, and I don't know what the plan is, but I half anticipate that I'll be heading home when I get back. At this point of the night, I really hope they're not going to want to try to send me down to, like, Huntsville, because even though the miles for that would put my day at a decent mileage, decent pay for the day, it would mean I'm not going to get home till like 8 or 9 in the morning, because it's 2 hours down and 2 hours back. So, yeah, it'd be like 9:30, 10 o'clock before I get to bed. And I'm like, yeah, what kind of suck? I mean, I'll take the work. If they want me to do it, I'll do it. But if they don't, say anything when I get back, I'm not going to be like, hey, come on, man, send me down here. I want to work another couple hours. Like, no, not really. I prefer to go to bed when it's still dark out, if I can. A lot of days last week, I was going to bed when it was like 10 a.m., 11, you know, and obviously it was very, very much daytime at that point. So, but you know how it is. I'm going to do what I got to do, which goes with that one saying I have that's always been a favorite saying of mine, where I say, and it's even one of the topics for one of the previous episodes, do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. I'll say that one more time for those in the back. Do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. So, I've had friends that basically would actually, you know, if you go back to the earliest episodes, there's a friend that I referred to as D. We were good friends for a while, but she was basically on like Social Security disability. Didn't work, didn't do any work at all, didn't even want to do anything online as far as trying to work from home, because she was too afraid of losing her government check. And so she would literally just collect that $1,500 per month check, and she would live in her Section 8 housing. And would then, but then she would spend all her money on weed and whatever else, and basically would complain all the time that radio sucks, like I'm broke, like life is never gonna get better. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you just sit around and, you know, stay where you're at, then nothing's ever gonna change. Like you're always gonna be in the same financial situation. But it just got really bad, you know, where life sucks, this sucks, that sucks, everything sucks. You know, it's like I finally had to step away from her because I was like, you know, I was always trying to, like, I'm always trying to do things, trying to make things better. Like, yeah, it's, I've been through a lot, and I'm still not there, but, you know, I'm constantly working on it, like, trying to get these episodes up and working on the side gigs to eventually hopefully replace my regular income, side gigs, plus hopefully being, working on eventually being a full-time podcast host, so you guys will get a lot better episodes. Even though I look back, it's one of those things. If you guys are new to this podcast, if you want to, you can go back to episode one and catch up. But I've got to give you a little bit of a warning right now. A little, what is that? A PSA, public safety, or public announcement. Not really a safety announcement, but if you go back to episode one, I did go back and, like, because they sounded pretty bad when I started. I didn't have, I didn't know I could use my Bluetooth headset out here. And so, basically, you're hearing a lot of background noise and stuff. But as I was doing the different episodes, as the podcast got further and further along, I started learning different things that I could do to make better sound quality. I figured out how to add things like background music, you know, into the thing, and do an intro and outro, you know, pre-recorded thing for the episode. So that way I, you know, could actually get things sounded pretty good. And it took me a while. So those first handful of episodes, like I went back and I brought those into my editing software and I cleaned them up and made them a little bit better. They still don't sound great, you know, they sound a lot better than they did, but they're, you know. So I'm kind of curious when you see some of these podcasts where it's like they're like 200 episodes in or something, and they're like basically some of the episodes are then ones that they remastered them. So it'd be like episode number one remastered was then episode like 150. So they did like the first 50 episodes, they went and remastered them to make them sound really good. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I think I'd have to literally record those episodes again with the exact same topic I covered. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that, that's a lot of work. So I tried to go in there and like clean them up, maybe take out the background noise as much as possible, you know. So if you're new, I'm just giving you a heads up. If you go back to episode one and start that, the first probably at least 15, I'd say about 15 episodes. I mean, by like 10, I think it's about like 10 to 15 episodes in, it's sounding a lot better because I've gotten to that point at that where I was using the headset to record. You know, didn't have the background noise. Then I had the background music and stuff like that at the intro and outro. And now, because I'm trying to do Real Talk Tuesday and Storytime Friday, as you guys have probably noticed if you've been with me for, you know, every week for a while, that I have the special introductions for those episodes, like where you have the music at the beginning. And I even have one for an intro recorded for bonus episodes. Bonus episodes are basically either episodes that are done during random times where it's not on a regular day, or for instance, if I do not get a Storytime Friday episode recorded, what I might do is I might go ahead and do an episode, but I'll call it, but it'll be considered a bonus episode. Since it's not technically one of the regular episodes of me reading a story, I might do one to be like, welcome to this bonus episode. But I'm trying to see what I can do to make sure I have a story for you guys each week. Even if I have to try my hand this week again and you know, try to see if I can randomly come up with a story and just record, you know, record it for you guys off the top of my head and see how well I do, because basically I guess it's me practicing being a storyteller, you know? So anyway, I totally didn't anticipate it'd be this long. I thought it was gonna be a shorter episode because of the fact that, you know, it just didn't feel it's one of those where I, you know, when I started tonight's episode, I didn't feel like it would be something that would go on for about 50 or so minutes. So apologies if you feel I talked your ear off, but yeah, you know. So anyway, guys, I'll let you go with that, but you know what I always say, keep being positive, keep believing, keep pushing forward, believe you can, believe you will, and you're already halfway there. And of course, we already talked about the do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Things never change if we don't do anything, so we have to just keep pushing forward, keep making those efforts towards what we really want in life. And so, on that note, I appreciate you guys being here, and I will see you guys again on hopefully Friday's episode for Real for Storytime Friday, which should be episode 79. On that note, thanks for tuning in. Have a good one.